When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I can't play any more audio from these football coaches. It's just too depressing. And once again, they've broken us, especially some of the voices you hear after this program here on The Fan.
I really hate the Jets, man.
I hate them too. I hate
and
watching
by the way,
them.
Sam,
I hate both these teams. I can't do it.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Losers. We root for losers in this town.
We do.
Loud noises.
That's pretty much how it went.
What was that?
That's me putting Anchorman in.
Oh, I was going to say, who is that chiming in?
Well,
is that
what Hoffman? It sounds like. They're just screaming.
Oh, my God. By the way, I was very disappointed in Hoffman yesterday.
Why?
Because I love the guy. Great commitment to the job. Good work ethic. Came back from Germany. Wasn't going home. He was working. I went in there at 10 o'clock. I'm like, are you still wearing the same clothes you were wearing in the press box in Germany yesterday? He goes, I am.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
God.
You didn't bring a change of clothes?
That's pretty impressive, actually.
No, it's
How
not.
Is that impressive? It's disgusting.
Is it?
No, great commitment. No, work ethic amazing. I love the guy.
Yeah.
You got to bring a different shirt,
yeah,
no?
That, yeah, be an adult. And he's an older guy, too. He's not in his 20s. Be an adult. Have a change of clothes. He's also a big guy, too. He's going to stink. Like, I'm sorry. There's just going to be some sort of crevasse in that man that's going to be... just totally off-putting.
Pete, what are you doing? Like, he got up in Munich.
Yeah.
Took a shower in a Munich hotel.
Yeah.
Got dressed for the day and then spent 8 hours at a stadium working.
Right.
Left the stadium, got on a bus. The bus took him to a plane, had a 7 or 8 hour plane ride home, drove in here, middle of the night, found some disgusting crusted couch to sleep on.
Yeah.
Woke up. Put a hat on and said, I'm here.
Hard
Let's go to work.
Oh, my God.
And he still smelled better than Dove's lunch.
Hard stool.
Maybe. He has. That did come up the other day, too.
Yeah.
About some of those nasty smelling lunches.
Well, he probably figured his smell would just blend in with whatever Dove's eating in there yesterday.
Man.
Hard stool.
Oh, I heard you. But yeah, so I was very disappointed in him.
Did you guys ask him? Did you get to the? You were wondering what the flight back was like, if it was dead silent or not. Did you ever circle back
with
him once he woke up? And
yeah,
asked
you know what the flight's like. It's quiet as can be.
Not necessarily the way these guys are these days.
No, I disagree with that. Okay. I think it's quiet.
Right. Okay,
I do.
Fair enough. All right, I was gonna get to this later, but it's...
Didn't Bruce Pearl turn his plane around the other day? Did you see this? Is this a true story?
Got into a fight, apparently.
Oh, is that what it was?
I saw
there was frolicking. So you're saying it was fighting? Maybe I was blurry.
Unless
there
were two different stories about a plane getting turned around.
No, I'm sure it would be the
one
same
was
one.
Houston, the basketball team.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it was.
That
so
was
this
the fist
was
fight.
Separate thing. Two different college basketball teams turns flights around the same week.
Maybe I'm confusing things.
No, I think you're right. There was. Marco put a clip in.
Auburn police released statement regarding Auburn basketball in-flight altercation.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did they turn their flight around? Or did just something happened on the plane? You might be combining two.
Hell if I know what I'm doing these days.
Conflation spot here. Is that what's going on?
I have no idea. I mean, well, even the Andre Girard, Albert Haynesworth thing, I didn't remember. And then I would look it up, and he was on the Titans. I'm all confused by everything.
That I do remember.
Okay.
Quite a bit. Yeah, that was a big deal at the time.
Yeah, stomped on his head with no helmet.
Right.
Crazy.
All right, well, while you effort that, because you brought up Hoff and the stink, I was going to get to this. Syracuse head coach Fran Brown... I guess yesterday revealed an interesting quirk, or I guess superstition, when his team comes up short on game day.
Honestly, I got like a ritual. Like when we lose, I ain't even getting a shower till early this morning. I just be mad. I just brush my teeth. But it's like I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on like trying to get back and trying to make sure that our players mentally understand and know that I let them down, that they didn't do it.
All right, he's committed like Hoffman.
Right. So, Thank God Brian Daboll doesn't think the same way. Walking around and flies around him
often. Yeah. So no shower, no soap, as he reveals. His wife, though, is not about it, as you might expect.
There's a process that I follow every week, win, lose, or draw. Only thing is, like, my wife, I can't sleep in the bed if we lose because I ain't going to get in the shower for that day. I'm just mad, and I just sit there. I just brush my teeth. That's what I have to do so y'all won't say my breath stink.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why you're brushing them?
Covers the breath.
Not for dental hygiene, just so y'all don't tell me my breath stink.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He does apparently take this very seriously.
You got to earn the right to do certain things. So, you know, winners get washed. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loser. I just kind of waited a little bit.
Yeah, that okay. is... I wonder if he doesn't even sound like he's joking around.
No. I don't think so. Serious. Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah, pretty intense. So it's kind of interesting. Mm. All right, so we heard at the beginning there from BT and Sal, and in the afternoon, Evan wasn't much happier, as you'd imagine, about the Jets, but then they pop an Ingo on for his regular Monday spot, and he is so broken by this season. He is longing for the return of Rex Ryan, which I know he has spoken about.
He has.
Or the possibility of a whole different sort of sideshow.
I think he'd come in and kick some tail. I'll give you another guy I like for head coach. You're going to laugh when I say this. Okay?
Go ahead.
Coach Prime.
I'm
not kidding.
And I know his name's been talked about a little bit. That,
he's not coming to the Jets.
I know, but it surprises me that Joe is going to want to go to those lengths. Because
I think Joe is desperate.
Well, that's what I mean.
Joe could get George Halas's body back, I think. Where's Weeb Eubank? I mean, he's desperate. I understand it.
I'll throw out another name. You're going to laugh at this one now, too. Elon Musk. I mean, bro, if this guy can shoot a rocket up in the air and have it land in the same place, bro, that it took off, you tell me he can't fix that defense? You tell me he can't fix the defense? Can't be that hard, bro. Cannot be that hard.
Oh, my God.
He's got those freaking Cybertrucks everywhere. You telling me this guy doesn't know how to do a better offense than Nathaniel Hackett and Todd freaking Downing? Come on.
That's funny. It's
in
pretty
the
good.
Same breath about Deion, he's like, he shows Sauce how to play corner. And then Evan was, he was about to say, well, but Deion didn't tackle. And then Joe did catch himself. So that's how desperate he is.
That is
like,
true.
Let's bring Deion in here who didn't tackle either.
Let me, all right, is it more attractive? Now, I think that I shouldn't say this. I do think the Jets will win some games down the stretch. Maybe they don't. I have no idea. What if it was a package deal? Because I do think.
It's got to be. And him coming to the NFL is going to have
No, I disagree with that.
Deal. No?
No, I don't think that. I think the Cowboy job would be very attractive to him. And the Cowboys are not going to be, I don't think they'll be bad enough to pick.
Well, plus, so they just paid
Dak. Yeah. So that's not happening.
Yeah.
But you could see him somewhere else.
You want to talk about lining yourself up for another disaster?
Oh,
Deion and Shedeur Sanders here in New York with the Jets.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, baby. Come on. Daddy, come on. Let's go.
All right, just think about this for a second. Let's say it's the beginning of the football season. And someone from the future comes to Joe Beningo and plays two things that he says weeks later. And the first one is, give me Coach Prime, bro. You're going to laugh, but give me Coach Prime. And then he said, you know what? We're going to play you one more. I'm sure that Iran is not happy with Hezbollah. Or whatever it was, I guess it was Lebanon.
Something like
imagine
that.
That.
Lebanon.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure that Lebanon is not happy with Hezbollah.
These are two things he said during the Jets season.
That was on the Jake Asman podcast.
Think about that.
Yep, I know. I know.
Like, unbelievable.
If someone said, Joe, in what context do you think you're talking about in the Jets season? Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Bro, I have no freaking idea. What are we, 7-3 by now? I would think. I would hope.
What a disaster.
The Jet season right there.
Oh, my God.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins beat the Rams at SoFi Stadium 23-15. Tyreek Hill, who was a game-time decision with a wrist injury, caught a touchdown pass in this one and then spoke with NFL Network's Taylor Bisciotti afterwards.
Here I am scoring on Monday night, man, so I'm very grateful, very thankful for this opportunity, man, and, you know, God is the greatest, dog.
God is the greatest,
dog.
We get God and dog.
They all
in the
do
same
that, though. They
dog.
Also do, and they do man.
Oh, he did man a million times. He's speaking to a woman. They
I know that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's
man
just,
and dog.
Yes. Dog with God, though. I'm not sure I've heard that one. at least in that context. Anyway,
stick around, you'll hear a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. Bishotti then mentions the wrist injury and his questionable status, so she asks him how he injured it. Keep in mind, this was after the pregame report from Lisa Salters, where she says, hey, he's got a ligament tear in there. It was an injury he had, and then it was made worse by the arrest, which was before the season opener, and that there was additional damage that was done. That was a report. She's on the broadcast last night for ESPN. So now Taylor Bishotti asks him essentially the same question after the game, and here's how Hill decided to handle that one.
You know what, man? Against the Commanders week one, and then I kind of, you know, re-aggravated it, you know, trying to block my tail off, you know, during the course of the year, man. But it happens. You know, it's football, you know. No excuses.
So two completely different answers. I don't know which is true and which is not. Just kind of odd.
You know what I think? These guys talk too much.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not pulling a boomer here with the baseball manners. I don't mean that. The access is way too much. And now with these podcasts and social media, like I watched a lot of Micah Parsons yesterday. He's just talking. I don't even know if he knows what he's saying sometimes. Because some of it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, some of those you put in.
Crazy.
He's just talking.
And he's a nice guy. Yeah. But I think he just talks too much.
Taylor Bishotti, Steve Bishotti's daughter, the owner of the Ravens?
I don't know. Is that, I feel like we looked that up once before.
I don't know that there is a relationship.
I thought that, but I quickly looked and didn't see anything.
It's not
there,
a normal name. So it's not like Smith. I mean,
I know.
But I feel
niece.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, Steve Bishotti's niece.
So she was there, NFL Network postgame on the field last night. Also from last night, Chris Berman's fastest 3 minutes highlight segment during halftime, kind of comparing and contrasting the optics of part of the NFL's salute to service on this particular weekend.
Veterans Day at Soldier Field, fittingly playing the Patriots. Drake May to Jalen Polk. New England wins 19-3. Veterans Day weekend in Germany. Really?
He didn't care for that.
I get it.
Interesting reference.
Yeah, I get that.
That was in one breath, and then when he got to the Steelers Commanders highlight.
Remember the moon balls Russell Wilson threw as a Seahawk? It's back in Pittsburgh to Mike Williams. Not on the red line, he's on the goal line.
There you go.
It sounds like you slowed down. It does not sound like him.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds just like him.
No, I'm with you. It sounds like there's marbles in his mouth.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound as clear as he usually
does. Slow down. I thought you meant like the audio was doctored or something.
He sounds like, I don't know, like it's slower and lower pitch voice and just doesn't sound like him.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah. No, I know. I had not heard him. Like, I guess I haven't been paying attention.
Fair enough. Well, he was echoing, I guess, I don't know if he saw it or someone made him aware of it, the Williams Instagram post with the hashtag redline, little shot at a little subtle jab there at Aaron Rodgers, now that he's been released from the prison that is the Jets and he's playing for the first place Steelers. Speaking of the Steelers, did you play the Mike Tomlin clip when he was asked to compare Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
You did. Okay, so we can skip that. We did the Micah Parsons audio last hour, responding to critics on his podcast after he took some heat for what he said about Mike McCarthy post-game Sunday. As for McCarthy himself, took a much more buttoned-up approach when he was asked about it on Monday.
When it does create questions for others in the locker room, something that I've always done, you know, conversation has to happen. So, you know, Mike and I had a conversation this morning about it and, you know, handled those things as men should handle it.
I'm guessing that was before
conversation.
Parsons then went and did the podcast.
Yes, because Parsons said he went into his office and didn't want to text him or call him, wanted to talk to him. So they did meet face-to-face.
You
really don't know the name of your defensive coordinator, dummy?
Zimmerman. That's funny.
And you did all the Jerry Jones audio about the sun and the curtains.
Yeah.
And then they show yesterday at McCarthy's press conference there in the facility in Frisco, and he's got a shade up in front of him to block the sun from glaring on his face.
That's
at the
amazing.
Podium.
I mean,
it's almost like they did that on purpose after everything that went on.
Always been one that has said, in terms of, you know, players and coaches on their last year of a contract, you know, let them finish it. This is the problem, though. When you're not good, it's just every week the question is, are you going to keep him? Are you going to stick with him? Because clearly he's not coming back. The team stinks. I mean, these are the issues you have. Now, I don't know that they wouldn't be fired anyway with the way things are going if he had a contract for next year, but this has been fast and furious with these questions.
And with Dak out probably the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay. The Cooper Rush and Trey Lance threw for a combined 65 yards Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, God, if Trey Lance beats the Giants on Thanksgiving. That's digging a new low.
We've had those days. Clint Longley won on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Clint Longley.
Jesus.
That was against Washington,
I think. A name.
I don't remember.
Yeah, 1973 or 4.
Thank you very much. Yeah, exactly.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.